From Refuge Radio, the broadcast ministry of Refuge, Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, California, here's Pastor Bill Welsh.
Well, hello, this is Pastor Bill from Refuge Radio and the pastor here at Refuge, Calvary Chapel in Huntington Beach. Thank you for tuning in today, and it is Missions Friday, the end of the month, and I'm very excited to introduce you to some friends of mine, and we'll do that as soon as we come back. God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins.
Well, as I said, this is Missions Friday, and I have with me here in our makeshift studio some old friends. Not that they're old, but we've known each other for quite a while now, I think probably 13 years. And I have Rob and Colleen Myers with me in the studio today. So you guys want to say hello?
Hi.
Hello.
It's so good to have you guys here. We were talking just recently about our missions program, and I got a call from Rob saying, hey, we'd love to come in and talk about what we're doing. And I thought, absolutely. See, this is not a mission sort of focus that takes you across the seas, although it could. What Rob and Colleen Myers have been doing for a while now is a ministry to young people that attend what are called raves. And most of the people listening, at least I would think a certain percentage, have never ever heard of a rave. And so Rob and Colleen are going to tell you what that's all about and about their ministry, Plur Life. So that's an odd sounding word to most of us, Plur Life. It sounds like it should be Pure Life or something like that. But tell everybody what Plur Life is all about and what you guys have been doing.
Well, the rave subculture in Southern California is growing at a very rapid rate. And they have their own motto that they call Plur. And Plur, P-L-U-R, stands for peace, love, unity, and respect. And that's really what they're after. They're crying out for Jesus, but they just don't realize it. They're looking for what he gives us.
And why don't we start by describing what in the world a rave is?
A rave stands for Radical Audio Visual Experience. And it's basically anywhere from, 500 kids to 250,000 kids.
Wow.
Will attend these rave parties. They're usually put on by promoters who bring in DJs, and they play what's called techno or trance music.
And you never hear, I've never heard a rave advertised on a radio station or anything like that. How do they get the word out about these? They're just massive parties, aren't they?
They are. Okay. They are. And raves used to be held mostly in abandoned warehouses or out in the desert.
Okay.
But I think people have found out that it's a great way to make money.
The promoters.
The promoters feel like it's a great way to make money. And so they will bring in the DJs. DJs have a following. Depending on who they get, they bring them from overseas. There's DJs that they bring in from Israel, from Great Britain, all over. And kids will flock to hear their favorite DJs at these venues.
And what's the culture like? What's the scene like at a rave?
Masses of bodies dancing together. I've spoken with law enforcement, and I've never heard anyone estimate that less than 90% are using some kind of illegal substance. There's a heavy link between rave parties and the drug ecstasy. That's the most commonly used drug at one of these parties, and ecstasy turns you into sort of a tactile being, where everything, the sound coming in, the touch, as you feel each other's bodies during the close contact, everything is magnified when you're on that drug. And so the kids actually do experience Plur, peace, love, unity, and respect. We just know it's a cleverly wrapped lie from Satan.
Yeah, it's just kind of a repackaging of an old lie. I remember back in the 60s when I was doing drugs, LSD and whatever, there was no denying that the quote-unquote trip that you were on was very pleasurable at the moment, although for me an awful lot of times it was frightening as well, but it was the invitation to this other realm of consciousness, or at least you thought it was a realm of consciousness, just your body under the control of something that was heightening your senses. But so how else would you describe, what is it that draws a young person to the rave? Is it just to be in the midst of this explosive moment?
Well, it's a great feeling of unity. I mean, the drugs really do give them that temporary satisfaction. And it doesn't matter if you're skinny or fat, what you look like, everybody's accepted at a rave. Once you go inside and take ecstasy,
and you really see that. It doesn't matter what
the
person's
art looks like. It's sort of the way I've described it to people. It sort of is like a satanic foot washing service. There's things that the kids do that enhance the drug's effect, and so different light sticks. They bring in light sticks.
Okay.
They will do light shows in front of each other. They don't even know each other. They'll come up and massage each other while they're on the drug because it all enhances the effect. They're basically serving each other. You'll see kids a lot of times using pacifiers. A side effect of ecstasy is it causes tooth grinding. And so in order to protect the insides of their mouth, they have to suck on something, chew on something. So you'll see the kids leaning back. They call it rolling on ecstasy. And they'll be lining the dance floor when they're taking a break. And they'll have the pacifier in their mouth. And there'll be a kid in front of them giving them a light show with glow sticks. And then a kid behind them massaging them. When they're dancing, they're all moving together, you know, as one. The DJs can control what goes on. I've seen the DJs give instructions from the stage, and it can basically turn into a big orgy with your clothes on.
Wow.
So,
now how did you guys get involved in this?
I work in the field of drug prevention, and as part of that, I was checking out a rave party that was going on near the area where I work, and we were seeing some effects of that culture in our community. And so I went there not even fathoming what was going to happen. Went down one night and met some colleagues down there. And of course, being a believer, I was looking at it from a whole different perspective, but I was on the clock. So I was doing my job and doing what's called a risk assessment to see just how accessible are the drugs to the kids at these events. And I was shocked at what I saw. I cried all the way home.
Did you see any police presence?
We did. There's almost always security at these events.
Provided by the promoters.
And sometimes they do hire local police to come in as additional presence. But the crowds are so large. You have to understand, we've been to raves where there are 250,000 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's the whole city of Huntington Beach.
Right. And so the police really can't do a lot about the drug usage going on. They're just there in case there's a major event, a fight, a rape, a murder. And there's not a lot of violence at these things because when the kids are on ecstasy, they're pretty actually, calm.
So you attended that rave?
I did, and
did you get inside?
I did,
too?
And got there early, and I saw 11,000 kids waiting in line to get in, and here was this long line that just wrapped down the street, and it was 11,000 kids saying that they want Plur, and they had it tattooed on their bodies and written on their clothing, and the clothing is shocking. the girls,
or the lack of
clothing. Yeah. It's rave wear is for the girls is basically as little as possible. I've seen only duct tape up top, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so there's just this long line of 11,000 kids waiting to get into this event. And the thing I cried about on the way home besides the obvious drug use and just this lost generation, was I didn't see anybody reaching out to these kids. There was no one there. And here I am on the clock, and I'm like, where are the Christians? Where are they? Where's the youth pastors? Where's the believers? And there was no one there reaching out. And I realized that night, it's because nobody knows. Nobody knows that there's this event going on. And I woke up my husband at 2 a.m. and I said, what a great opportunity. And
do you remember the moment?
Oh yeah.
And the next morning we looked online for some kind of outreach that we could join with, a Christian outreach to raves. And we thought, we'll join up with someone that's doing it and then we'll do it in our area. And we found nothing. And we just realized then that God was calling us to do it. And it's, you know,
And how long ago was that? When did you guys start?
About 3 years ago.
And let's give a few times the name of the website and how people can contact you, whether they just want to know more or maybe they even want to be prepared to join your team. So how can people contact you?
Well, the website that we evangelize with is called plurway.com, and that's www.plurway.com.
Okay.
And there is an email link on there that you can contact us if you're interested.
Okay.
Another thing about rave culture is they wear and trade what's called candy, and it starts with a K, K-A-N-D-I. And what these are bracelets that they bring to a rave as a sign of love towards each other. They'll make bead bracelets before they go to a rave to give out to each other as a sign of peace, love, unity, and respect. And then in exchange, they're also given a bracelet. And so that night at 2 a.m., as Rob and I started talking about this, and then the next morning, God showed us a plan for reaching out to these kids.
Yeah.
And what we do is there's neat Christian brothers and sisters that have joined with us, and we have what's called Operation Candyland, a little corny, but Operation Candyland, and we meet together in groups, and we make these bracelets. We order the beads in bulk, and the Lord showed us early on, you know, don't send them out to be made, make them yourself, have believers make them, pray over each one.
Yeah.
And these bracelets have our website on them, and they have colors that stand for the gospel message. So I won't go over the whole thing now. You can see it on our website. But for instance, you know, black stands for sin, red for the blood of Jesus, blue for faith, and it goes on from there. But these bracelets are highly desired by rave kids. And so when we go into a rave, we bring bracelets with us. We gave 6,000 bracelets out at a recent rave in Las Vegas. And the kids are so grateful. They're so shocked, for one thing, that a mom is there. And only the moms go into the raves. The guys stay outside and pray and worship, and they're there just in case something goes wrong and we need to get out of there. But right now, there's just one other mom that goes with me on a regular basis.
So you need more moms and dads and believers that are ready to invade.
We do.
In Jesus' name.
But it's amazing to see how welcome we are. You know, you think, oh, well, we look so, you know, frumpy. We're just moms. Nikki and I go in there and, you know, we're in our 40s and these kids love us. They can't believe we're there. And then they can't believe that we give them a bracelet. They go, for me? Really?
So you're pretty well accepted as you're moving among these kids and in your normal street clothes.
Very accepted. Probably some of that's the ecstasy because they love everybody, but they do show surprise. Why are you here? And then we sometimes, you know, when you're talking to a kid that's rolling on ecstasy, a lot of times that's the beauty of the bracelet. We give them a bracelet and we know that they can access our website and hear the whole gospel message later.
Right.
But sometimes God prompts us to just share it with them right then and there. And every time the response is, what?
Yeah.
Who are you? And they want to hold our hand. And God's prompted Nikki and I to go up to some really tough looking kids. The gangs come to these things sometimes to pick off the girls that are using ecstasy because they're very willing to engage in sexual acts.
Or to probably traffic drugs and
absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, sometimes I go, really, God, you want me to go talk to that boy? He looks so scary, you know? And sure enough, every single time these kids, we've had kids cry, tough looking kids.
Yeah.
And you say, I just came to tell you how much God loves you. And these kids will start crying like they've never heard it. I almost feel like the rave kids are an unreached people group. I really do.
Seems like it's developed its own little subculture, and I'm sure that those kids go back in, you know, from when the raves are over, some of them probably go back to high school, or they go back to college, or, you know, their work culture too. But this is obviously something that is a real core part of their life, and it's exciting to see you guys in the middle of it. But we are right now, we're talking with Rob and Colleen Myers with Plur Life, and we will be back in just a minute here.
You're listening to Pastor Bill Welsh on Refuge Radio, the broadcast ministry of Refuge, Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, California. If you'd like to contact us at Refuge about anything, our broadcasts, our ministries, our church, please give us a call, 714-891-9495. That's 714-891-9495. Or you can email us at info@refugefm.com. That's info@refugefm.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Bill Welsh on Refuge Radio.
Well, we're back, and here is Rob and Colleen Myers again with Plur Life Outreach Ministries or whatever.
Ministries.
And they're doing an amazing thing that obviously and apparently not a whole lot of Christians have jumped on the, I hate to say bandwagon, but really, you know, joined arms with you in the ministry. But you still must have, there must be something that keeps you going, you know, through these years if you're a if you're going back out there weekend after weekend. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've seen God do so far in the lives of some of these kids. You were saying earlier you got some stories with some AKA names on them. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, first I'll back up a little bit and say that we've really been blessed by the Christians that have gotten on board. And I think the reason there's not so many reaching out is because they just don't know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's part of the reason we're here today. But I've seen an amazing work of fruit in the lives of believers that as they have learned about this, the way they've stepped up and began to serve, and I've just watched lives change that are just amazing.
Yeah.
And that's really been a blessing. But I think Colleen could probably share a couple of stories about, since the guys don't go into the raves
okay.
and the girls do, she could probably better share a couple of testimonies there.
Put a name and a face to it, even if it's not the real name, to protect who you're talking about.
Well, and I want to say first that the prayer team that prays when we go out to these events is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lady, Peggy, that's in total pain all the time, every second, and she stays back. She's not strong enough to be able to go, and she prays for us. It's just a blessing.
Yeah.
But Nikki and I will go to the raves, and and like I said earlier, we hand bracelets out to these kids.
Right.
And sometimes we just go along the edges of the dance floor area where the kids are rolling and on ecstasy. They're laying back and have the pacifiers in their mouth. And we'll just go down the line and just put a bracelet on each arm. And we pray over each kid. God, find them.
You mean you
find
don't start
them.
By telling every one of them that they're on their way to hell?
Absolutely not.
And that God hates what they're doing.
No, God showed us
you have
that
a more gentle approach.
We do. And God showed us as he's given us this just amazing love for these kids, he showed us, don't go talk to them about the drugs they're on. Don't talk to them about what they're not wearing.
Yeah.
Talk to them about who I am and how much I love them, because all of those things are just a symptom of what's going on in the heart.
Right.
And once they come to know Jesus, those symptoms will all be taken care of. So we just go and tell them who God is and how much he loves them.
Yeah.
And like I said, the kids that are on ecstasy, it's real hard, tough to talk to them. So
yeah.
we just put the bracelet on their wrist. And as we were going down one night and putting a bracelet.
And the bracelet has the website on it.
It has our website.
That's very
plurway.com.
Cool, by the way, everybody, look up plurway.com, plurway.com. Watch all the videos on it and prepare to have your heart touched. Go ahead.
And so we were putting bracelets on kids, and my sweet sister in the Lord that goes with me every time, she reached down to this sweet girl, and she put a bracelet on her wrist, and the girl looked up at her and said, "Oh, thank you. I want to give you one, too." So she gave her a bracelet, and later that night, we always go to a 24-hour Denny's afterwards and debrief, and Nikki and I'll sit there crying, and our team, it's usually Wes and Rob and maybe a couple other people, we just like share what we saw because it's, you know, very upsetting sometimes, and then we pray for those kids. And we were doing that at this 24-hour Denny's, and I said, Nikki, you got a bracelet from that girl. Let's see what it says. And she looked down on her wrist. She hadn't even looked at it. Looked down, and there was this bracelet, and on it were the words, whore bag.
Wow.
And wow.
And that was her nickname, so to speak, or her identity.
And God showed us that night, this is what I want to do with this ministry.
Yeah.
Satan has given that girl that name. Yeah. That's the label that the enemy of our kids' souls wants to put on them. And God wants to take off that name that Satan's given them and give them a new name. That girl, God wants that girl.
Yeah,
he loves her so much. And that's so cool. We get to see, when we go to these raves, we get to see God run, just like he ran to the prodigal son and threw his arms around him. That dirty kid, you know, he must have stunk.
Yeah.
No, as soon as he turned his towards home, God ran and threw his arms around him. And we get to see God running to these kids. Well, it is the most exciting thing to be a part of.
I want to encourage you guys to keep running to them yourself, because you're really demonstrating the, like you said, the grace, the heart, the compassion of God. He'll deal with their sin, but so, you know, I think of what Jesus said to Nicodemus. He didn't say God was so fed up with the world that he gave his only begotten son. He said God so loved the world.
That's
and
right.
every lost sinner like us, you know, somebody ran to us. So you guys keep running, and those of you that are listening, please go to the website plurway.com and find out how you can get involved in this ministry. Rob, you have something to share there?
Yeah, there's on the Unity page, you can click to connect and email us if you have any questions or want to know more. But if we could recruit prayer warriors, boy, would we appreciate it. This is a spiritual battle, and we feel like when we go into rave, we're going into hell.
Yeah.
And the more prayer that we could get would be just awesome. We'd
and
really appreciate
people
it.
People put together the bracelets, too?
Yeah.
Yes, churches can make have their own candy land. Wherever you are.
And we have individuals making candy.
And they can see a sample of the bracelet online probably as well, can't they? They can
see
what it basically
throughout
look like.
Yeah, throughout the videos, there's little clips of it here and there.
And you know what? Those of you that are listening, you probably know someone, work with someone, go to school with someone, live next door to someone who's been to a rave and has sampled this Plur culture and may even still be waiting for the next one to run back to so they can get a taste of what they're calling peace. Don't be afraid to reach out to someone in Jesus' name and let them know
about his
love for them.
And it's reaching beyond its own subculture. Mm-hmm. It is penetrating all aspects of our youth culture. It's not just rave kids. It's getting everywhere.
Yeah. And this is one of those mission fields. It's right here where we live.
That's right.
It's all over the Southland. So,
that's right.
Rob and Colleen, thank you for what you're doing. When I heard about what you were doing, it did not surprise me, because that's the kind of people you've always been, with just a heart for the lost. And so
thank
keep
you.
It up. May his grace and his real peace and his love continue to shine through you guys as you touch that that culture. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
God is our refuge and strength. God is our help. God is the river whose streams make me glad. When the waters roar, the nations rage, you are my God.
You've been listening to Pastor Bill Welsh on Refuge Radio, the broadcast ministry of Refuge, Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, California. The last Friday of each month, we offer a special broadcast called Missions Friday. And today, we heard Pastor Bill talking with Rob and Colleen Myers of Plur Ministries. If you'd like to find out more about Plur, go to plurway.com. That's plurway.com. Or give us a call, 714-891-9495. That's 714-891-9495. And that goes for anything you hear on Refuge Radio, our ministries, our church, our broadcasts,
714-891-9495. We have a couple of events going on at Refuge this Sunday that we want you to know about. One is our beach night at Huntington Beach as we say goodbye to summer. And the other is our courtyard baptism at Refuge. Jesus calls on us to be baptized. In Matthew, Jesus tells his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." It wasn't enough for Jesus to have the disciples go and preach and lead people to Christ, but he clearly said they should be baptized as a declaration of their salvation. Have you been baptized as a declaration of your salvation? If not, why don't you come celebrate the love of Christ with us and bring your bathing suit? It's this Sunday at noon in the courtyard at Refuge. If you need directions, go to our website, refugefamily.com, or give us a call, 714-891-9495. Again, that's 714-891-9495. And this weekend, why don't you come on over? We'd love to see you at Refuge.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins.
This program is presented by Refuge, Calvary Chapel of Huntington Beach, California.